Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, I suppose we should have a conversation exactly what is possibly considered as emergency situations that may need to be taken into consideration. As I wear several hats here at UNEC, you may know that I'm also the secretary to the group of experts that is dealing with adaptation of infrastructure to the climate change. The work of that very group of experts, among other things, is looking into understanding the criticality of various networks in various member states, and Germany is one of those. For example, projects are ongoing to identify indicators that could be used to understand how critical, and that I know is done for road network, how critical specific road is in the national system or in the international system. The question is then, why is this done? So if we are thinking about future emergencies with regard to climate change or extreme weather events, of course, if specific, and now I'm going back to the rail network, if specific railway line is considered to be more critical, that possibly would mean for the public administration that line should be prioritized then for adapting it to what is considered the climatic conditions in which that line would need to be operated in the future. So, this possibly, you know, when one thinks about emergency situations arising from extreme weather events, that of course could be a possible attempt for understanding the criticality and identifying as core those lines that are considered the most critical. Of course, if we take into consideration a emergency situation such as the COVID-19 pandemic, I think that is a kind of different type of an animal. There, the main issue was at the borders, and of course, then I think there the crucial issue was how to ensure that the border crossings are still operational and so that international flows continue. So I think this is possibly some conversation that this group may wish to have before then continuing the conversation on whether or not a core network or core lines should be designated. Maybe if this is an idea for the future, you know that we are organizing, of course, our annual workshops on different themes. Maybe you would want to be interested in this various approaches that are undertaken to criticality analysis, and of course criticality analysis of a network might be different. There might be different approach for road than should be practiced for railway, possibly. So maybe this is something where you would want to discuss what the group of experts is doing on the criticality assessment, and also what are the good practices from UNEC member states and maybe other countries with regard to assessing the criticality of the networks, as a good input maybe to the conversation on special procedures, followed by designation of core networks, of course, if any. I should also stress that even though the resolution referred to potentially identifying core network, it is your discussion of this very subject to then conclude whether or not a core network should or should not be included in a GTC agreement. So this agreement is yours, but that belongs to the contracting parties, but of course it's also the working party that is administering and managing that very instrument for the contracting parties, and so it should be the conclusion of this very working party on what we should be doing on this subject matter. Thank you.